Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sully Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Broken Channel. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
I love you. Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown here on Easter weekend. Whatever that means to you, to me, it means 2 hours of just me in the studio. Steve is down in Wales. Cardiff for Wales goes pop this afternoon, so I have been entrusted with the reins. And I reckon it's going to be all right. I've just realised, Woolift, is that how you say that name? I think I thought I knew how to say it. Whatever it is, it's the third track from their much belated sophomore album, which is coming 15 years after their original back in 2011. A Wave That Will Never Break is out in May, and the track you just heard was The Mighty, The Fool, which when it kicked in at 50 seconds for me this morning, when I first heard it, I thought, yes, this is the first song of the day today. So yes, The Breakdown is here. A couple of facts for you today. The 28th song that we play today will be the 400th of the year for The Breakdown. And the second new artist we play will be the 100th of the year. So The Breakdown does like its numbers, or is it just me that likes the numbers? I'm not sure. Anyway, five new artists have to be played on the show by, I don't know what happens if we don't play five artists. It's never happened before. So I am going to get the first of these and the 99th of the year for the show underway with just the gloriously titled song, Don't Happy, Be Worry, which I'll say that again. Don't Happy, Be Worry. It's the Dillinger Four, who I remember from back long time ago in the early 2000s before The Breakdown started. They've been away for 18 years and they are back, and this is I think the first single from them, and there's going to be, it looks like, an album later on in the year, but yeah, this is just fantastic. There'll be something from last week's album of the week, Twilight Sad, after this, and then we'll be back with the rest of the show.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Thank you.
the mighty sound of Twilight Sad there. That was off of their last album, the sixth album for them, called It's the Long Goodbye, in at number 43 on the album charts this week. No, I've done them a disservice. That would be Olivia Rodrigo. They are one place ahead. It's the Long Goodbye by Twilight Sad, just missing out on the top 40. But you heard the penultimate track on the album there, Back to 14. And it is a really, really strong record. Quintessential Twilight Sad, I'm saying. They have a couple of dates coming up. Manchester, New Century Hall on the 2nd of May, followed by Boiler Shop in Newcastle on the 3rd. Yes, so last week's album week was handled brilliantly by Scotland. We are going to go to Canada for this, for at least the first part of this album of the week, because there may be a double. I'm not entirely sure yet, but it's going to be the 100th new artist on the show this year, but the much belatedly first play for Argy Dupuytren, who blew up a couple of months ago with just the most insanely addictive performance, live performance, which just went viral in a way which you will understand if you've seen this performance. The band little is known about them, and I think that's the way they would like it to be kept. But they put out their Volume 2 album yesterday, and from that you are going to hear two songs today. I'm going to start, though, I'm going to start with a track called Sarniez. It could be Sarnies, I'm unsure. Going to go with Sarniez. I'll play this, and then we're going to go to something from Robber Robber's album, Two Wheels Moving, which was also out yesterday. Two Wheels Move the Soul, I'll give it its full title. And I think we might hear two from this afternoon. Certainly two from Argy Dupuytren. I think I've done well with that pronunciation. I think it's Steve who holds me back on this.
Yeah. Hi, this is Catherine Woods from Fresh, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Two tracks back to back from albums out yesterday. That was Robber Robber from the Vermont band's second album, Two Wheels Move the Soul. And the track was Again. And again from another second album by a band, Engine du Poitouin. Might not be as good with my pronunciation. That time you heard Sarniez from their Volume 2 record. Both bands have extensive touring throughout the year. Engine du Poitouin have announced dates all over the UK, festival slots, which and a tour in autumn as well, which will be probably sold out by now. Try to get a ticket, though. This will be special. There will definitely be another one from Engine du Poitouin in the second hour of the show, maybe Robber Robber as well, but we've got plenty more to get in. We did not play last week something from Ray's second album, and that was a travesty on the part of this show. This Music May Contain Hope has quite rightly gone in at number one on the album charts this week. It is 75 minutes long. It is putting it all out there. It is, well, to co-opt the title of this song, Joy.
Mr. Ray, are you somebody? Mr. Ray, are you somebody?
Chain that has been holding me, any evil tongue that whispers in these ears. I said I rebuke you, you must leave my life, you are not welcome here. Lose your grip and set me free. Heaven hear me now, I want to be free of every pain and every fear. The sadness has a grip on me and it must disappear. I'm letting it wash over me. Right through the night, but my joy comes in the morning.
Just a brilliant, brilliant album by Ray. The follow-up to the, well, all-conquering debut from a couple of years ago. This Music May Contain Hope is number one in their album chart, and it is a statement of intent and then some. So get on that after the breakdown this afternoon. It is time for the treble seven today, but I'm not going to do a treble seven to start with. I'm going to do a quadruple seven, because there are a plethora of really dinky short tracks today that I can play, and I'm going to put four of them together in the following 6 minutes and about 45 seconds. I'll tell you about the rest of the songs on the other side, but first you're going to hear something brand new from a kind of supergroup called Film, Philly-based punk trio, made up of members of the Starting Line, Hop Along, Oldenon Cadwalder, and the late TJ De Belis from Halfway to Heaven, Holland, who died in 2023 and is featured prominently on this record. It's his last recordings. And if anything, if this song is anything to go for, Permanence is going to be a wonderful record. So this will start us off. That's it. It's called Roundabout. No peeling after this.
Gotta live your life, not too far out of the way. On a one track, keeping it in.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I might say something stupid, talk to myself in the mirror, wear these clothes as disguise, just to re-enter the party. Door is open, let in, but still outside. So cold.
So that was Girl Puppy with a new track by her called I Might Say Something Stupid. Came out just a week ago. Is it on an album of any sort? I don't know if it is. It might be an upcoming release by Girl Puppy. But that was a beautiful kind of palate cleanser after Yambag. The 1 minute you heard of them was a track called Buried Alive from a record called The Psycho out yesterday, which has eight songs in 8 minutes, and you heard the debut one from that. At the very start of the quadruple seven, you heard Roundabout by Film, and then that was followed by something by No Peeling, their first play on the Breakdown. Now, that was from an EP out in last September, but why was I playing it now? Well, you heard High Viz, because No Peeling played a brilliant show in Sheffield on Thursday night, co-headline tour with Big Break, and they blew my socks off. So 1 minute 45 of High Viz was the longest song on their record. Treble seven, quadruple seven, done. And there's going to be at least another treble seven later in the show. I think I might have a time for two. But we'll move on now to a much longer song. Well, a more luxurious song from Mary in the Junkyard. Didn't get a chance to play Crash Landing last week on the show. Too much to fit in. But today, that will go in very, very nicely. The debut album will be called Role Model Hermit and will be out later in the year. They've had EPs. That was it. I'm okay. I was surprised that that was the first album. But yeah, that makes sense now. They've had EPs. Crash Landing is the first song from the album, and it's quite a statement.
Crash landing, you came in like you were done pretending. Comet face, with all of these holes I couldn't help but fall into. You opened up like a coconut. Yeah.
getting the full 5 minutes and 34 treatments. That's Crash Landing by Mary and the Junkyard, who will be touring their debut album, Role Model Hermit, throughout the course of this year. Just checking to see if they've got any dates in the UK. They have start of July playing London, Bristol, Nottingham and Liverpool, Brighton as well. Yeah, did I say it was Crash Landing? I should have done. I think I did. Anyway, it was. Now is a time for a double of what we could say fixtures here on The Breakdown. And thanks to a friend of the show, Isabella, I now have proof of how much of a fixture both Health and Guided by Voices are on the show. Because when I play their respective new tracks back to back in a moment, it will be Health's 12th year in a row where they will have been played at least once on The Breakdown, and Guided by Voices 11th, only behind Charlie XCX on the list at the top. 15 years in a row for Charlie. That's unlikely to be beaten. But Health put out an album towards the end of last year called Rat Wars, and they are not holding back on the new material, because that album has already received an Ultra Edition with four new tracks, and now they're putting out three more tracks on it called the Addendum EP, which includes this one alone. So you're going to hear this from Health, and then something from Guided by Voices called Advance Without Dropping. So that's the next 7 minutes sorted.
Breakdown on 93.2 FM. Sheffield Live.
I've got no criticisms. I've got no fight. I've got no criticisms. With any kind of bite to you, my son. Just be fair to you, my son, to you, my son. Your flames are stronger than your tears, my son. Your games are longer than your years, unless you can realize. Come to realize a dance felt dropping, beats little time, better than stopping for falling behind. It's going to touch you, it's going to eat you. Your flames are stronger than your fears, my son.
There's a guided... Sorry, Robert. There's a Guided by Voices album coming. But of course there is. And there's going to be album number 43, including the... Well, and the 14th of this decade so far. It's out on May the 29th, called Crawl Space of the Pantheon. And that from it was Advance Without Dropping, the second single. It followed on from a new single from Health. Alone was the name of that. And that brings us bang up to date. Something new for the breakdown now, an album which came out a couple of weeks ago, only came onto my radar today, and I am delighted that it has. Hutt and Threddy are the duo behind it, it's the brainchild of Michelle Buzz and Lance Shipp, and I'm just going to play this track. This is the first song on their record, Big Disgrace, Symphony for a Queen. It's quite something.
It wasn't long ago, I fooled the gods, but someone tipped them off. But all my cards aside, the bells still ring. No charms, no claims, no good for goodness sake. Oh, I don't wanna run and hide. I need the spotlight, like a bird inside a cage, exotic but covered up with lies. If what they say is true, there's no place for me in you. But when I walk my walk, when I put my makeup on, look at me. Look at me, don't you see a queen? that's where you'll find me. There's a broken hue, that's where you'll find me. If the sun doesn't shine on you, break your glass and cause a scene and tell the world just what you'll see. There's no more time to grow in the crowd right there.
And that's just a start on that album, Symphony for a Queen by Hutt and Freddie. The album is called Big Disgrace, was out a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, actually. And, wow, it is well worthy of your time. I suggest, actually, doubling that up with Ray's new record. I think that could cause a joyous overload. One more track left in this hour. It's going to be from Blood Red Shoes. Big fans on the show all the way back to the very start of the time. We kicked off with the show in 2006. Just looking for the name of this track. It's called Screams. First new music from then since 2023. And it's typically excellent. We'll be back on the other side of 4 o'clock.
You look helpless in the photograph. Never really liked the feeling when I'm looking back. But I see it now, I should have done more. I was busy being giddy like a Labrador. Chasing anything, running my mouth. Closing my eyes and blocking sounds. It kinda scares me, come to think of it. I'll make sense through the lens that I'm stuck with. I've been running from the sound of my heartbeat, heartbeat. I've been running from the sound of my own two feet under me. I wanna break the glass, reach inside the frame. And take you far away from all the pain. I tried to bite my lip, I tried to fight regret. I don't know if it'll go or I will conquer it. What were you hiding for right behind the door? Kinda hard to tell because my memory's so poor. I know I let you down, yeah, and I confess. I've come knocking now looking for forgiveness. I've been running from the sound of my heart.